Writing columns these days is firing at moving targets without a sight, at dusk. I sent in my column Friday, contrasting the sunny, peaceful day with our dog happily gnawing on his bone and no COVID-19 cases in our county with the crisis in New York City. But in moments we had 2 cases, and now we have 10. My point was how schizophrenic it all felt. The climate of fear beyond our peaceful garden, the image of a sunny New York afternoon with no one in sight, our governor's concern and prudence beside Mr. Trump's lack of either. Some things are clear, that we need to avoid large groups, keep our distance, and wash our hands very often and very carefully, that we do these things not so much for our own protection, but to protect the weakest among us and our frontline medical professionals from the tragedy of a badly overtaxed health system. In New York, doctors are forced to operate on COVID-19 patients without the appropriate masks. In Italy, anesthesiologists had to choose which of several patients got the life-saving ventilator. This is no joke. I watched footage of kids flocking to the beach for spring break, ignoring the standard advice. Some received positive tests days later. A couple of U.S. congressmen kept shaking hands, from courtesy or habit, or because they were sure their nice, well-dressed supporters and colleagues couldn't possibly have cooties. They tested positive. Before our radio show on this stuff on Monday, our producer stopped at Lowe's. A customer and a cashier hugged, each remarking, "Not me," as they did so. Will she or her customers have an unnecessary bout with COVID-19? I understand. At 23, I was immortal too. It's not rocket science. Wet hands, turn off water because we still live in drought. Soap hands and rub the soap into every part of the hands, vigorously, for maybe 20 seconds. Stifle impatience, rinse hands. Do this when you leave or arrive anywhere, and as often as you can in between, and avoid touching mouth, nose, or eyes. If you wash often enough, a careless touch of the face should be harmless. There's nothing unmanly about it, guys. It wastes a lot less time than getting sick would and doesn't weaken your lungs. This is our world for a while. Inconvenience, no sports on TV, no lifting at the gym, and real financial and emotional roller coasters for some. Even death of friends or parents. We didn't ask for this. We don't deserve it. We wouldn't deserve cancer or a mass shooting either. But we can handle it, not by denial, not by empty bragging, not because we're anything special. We can handle it because we're a lot of everyday folks cussed enough to work together, by staying apart, to slow the spread of this thing and minimize the damage.